Well, it's one of the biggest weeks of the political year, and the government will be tackling it without the presence of the Prime Minister. Jacinda Ardern is isolating until Saturday after testing positive for COVID-19. It means she's not in Parliament for today's emissions reduction plan unveiling, nor for the budget announcement on Thursday. Let's talk more on this with RNZ political editor Jane Patterson. Kia ora, Jane.
Susie.
Now, of course, the emissions reduction plan, it was Jacinda Ardern who talked about a nuclear free moment with climate change. So starting there, this is a big deal.
And climate change has been, since Labor's election, one of their big policy focuses. And actually this week is the week that they're going to bring the money, the big fund to bear, to start funding some of the more long-term and medium-term climate change policies. So Ms. Ardern will not be at the a big event today. And this is basically a pre-budget event as well. We'll have the emissions reduction plan, but also a lot of what would have been in the budget in terms of how it's going to work in a new fund and a big price tag around $4.5 billion with it. So a big day. And then, of course, the budget as well. That is always the day that the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister unveil the spending, hopefully the spending for them that will attract voters or you know, for the government, but she won't be there for that. However, to be fair, the budget day really is the day for the Finance Minister in terms of logistics or practicalities. That is all in the hands of Grant Robertson. It is more for, you know, the symbolism of having the Prime Minister there as well to present the budget. And it's been a long time since a Prime Minister has not been there on budget day. Certainly not in my time.
Absolutely. And so how much of a political hit is it for the government?
So much a political hit. It's more, I suppose, a lost opportunity for the Prime Minister to be there for these announcements, especially this climate change one and then the big health reforms on the budget as well. I think more significantly in terms of isolating and COVID is going to be for the US trip that is planned for later at the end of the week, start of next week. Now, the final dates haven't actually been set down yet. It's still a bit of a moving feast in terms of the logistics, but by the time Ms. Ardern is due to get out of isolation, it'll be cutting it very fine in terms of the timings of when she would be planning to leave. So that's all still up in the air. The final dates will probably be announced if the trip does still go ahead, depending on Ms. Ardern, later this week. But it's already been a pretty tight logistical exercise because it's been pinned around this Harvard visit on the 26th of May. And of course, the government would, you know, want to get a White House visit in there as well. That has not been confirmed. I understand there have been very energetic bits to try to secure that visit, but that's going to be complicated as well by Joe Biden's program. He will be, he is scheduled to visit Asia for the first time around the same time. So a lot of moving parts here in terms of what that trip is going to look like.
Indeed. Thank you very much. That is Jane Patterson, RNZ's political editor.